I think it's 5 o'clock, so we will call the meeting to order. Everybody can please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tracy, do we have any, the roll call?
Thank God.
Trustee Davis.
Here.
Trustee Doherty.
Here.
Trustee Dye.
Here.
Trustee Freckleton.
Here.
Trustee Holness.
Here.
Trustee Howard.
Here.
Trustee Lloyd.
Here.
Trustee Levi is absent today.
Great, thank you. Any requests for public participation?
We do not.
Great, thank you. And with that, Tom, it's hard to see you physically, so I'm going to turn the gavel over to Brian, who I think is in here somewhere.
Right behind you.
Right behind me, to handle the election of the officers.
Okay.
Yes.
At this time, we'll take nominations from board chair.
I would just like to reiterate that we have a good team that's doing the job, and I don't think any one of us would like to step in their shoes right now, so we'd like to maintain the team that we have of Randy Howard and Betty Holmes.
So if he's making that motion, I second that motion.
Okay. We'll take it individually, probably best first.
Okay.
For board chair.
Randy Howard.
Second.
Second. Any comments? I'll say aye or nay. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye.
Nays? It's unanimous.
Great, thank you. And now nominations for vice chair.
Betty Holman.
Second.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Any other nominations? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Great. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We do have a great team, a whole team of the board. So with that, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Are there any items that somebody wants to pull from the consent agenda? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda passes. Tom, over to you.
Well, thank you all. I do, again, apologize for not being able to partake in such a great event, a project we have been working on for a good 5 years plus. So it's exciting to see that we are here today to see this project off. I want to thank, you know, the entire facilities team, the GM, architect, and the great facility planning advisory committee, as chaired by Robbie Cruz. Some great participation there to help this project come forward. Again, we've had a busy summer. You know, we didn't let the grass grow under our shoes. When we were able to, we moved forward on getting that residence hall in operations. We moved in about 30 students in summer B, and that went well. We also, for the first time in our history, were able to do overnight camps. Which I think had another 60 students that stayed and participated in overnight volleyball for women and overnight soccer for the boys. So they went off extremely well. And a week ago or 2 weeks ago now, I think we moved in about 80 athletes for the fall sports. They get to come in a couple weeks early to prepare for their season. And again, excited to say we are 100% full, and hats off to the entire team that touched this project. So I just want to, you know, say thank you to everybody from Tim Norton to get us organized in the beginning, and you know, facilities and this board, the housing board, the foundation board, Charisse Ramos, you know, her team, just a fantastic job. So we're excited. Moving in our entire population coming on the 26th. Other than that, I was in St. Petersburg last week representing the Council of Presidents on a funding formula statute that we have to work on as a team to present to the legislature. I think we're making some progress there. And also happy that we hosted in July Association of Foreign Colleges Campus Safety Symposium. So we had campus safety officers from throughout the state come to our campus to go over best practices. So that was a great event. Other than that, you know, I apologize for missing the, I was going to be going to the Dr. Bethune bronze statue unveiling event tomorrow. And of course, you will not be able to make that. Other than that, I think I'll wrap up because it's probably a little hard to probably hear me. And but just want to thank everyone for being here today.
Great. Thank you, Tom. Chris, facilities.
Good afternoon or evening, everyone. Our first item that we have is for the firing range. So we're, again, not going to let the grass grow under us. Now that we've got this building here moving forward, we're going to start the design and pre-construction services for the firing range. So we have the architect is already approved. This is for the contractor's contract has been approved, but this is for pre-construction services. So we need you to approve this as we move forward.
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any questions? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes.
Very good. The next one is for this project that we went over today. This is for the GMP. It has the final amounts on this for the GMP for the construction side of this project, and we need approval to move forward with this one after the groundbreaking.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Very good. Okay, and our last one is for information only. We did review this at the Housing Board meeting. This is a release of retainage for Perry McCall Construction for the dorm project. At the next meeting, we'll be doing their final payment. So this is the last payment before that final payment. So it's just for information only, but just wanted to pass that along.
Thank you.
And that's all my items. Thank you.
Moving on to finance. Marty.
Good evening. I'm going to start off on just bringing you up to speed as to why we do not have a full financial report for the month of August. You know, consistent with years past, we during the summer and during, you know, here still in August, we're working on closing out the prior fiscal year, and we're doing just that as we speak and getting close to wrapping up that process. So until we get those final balances, the numbers closed out, those balances then lead into our beginning balances for the new year. And so we'll bring forward the full financial report beginning September as is normal. So with that, I got a few items still. First item is the all payments over $50,000 individually. These are for the months of June and July. We didn't have June at the last board meeting, so here's the full list of payments over $50,000 for informational purposes. Okay, our next item is for your review in your packet was the Daytona State College Foundation audit report. This covered the period ending December 31st, 2021. I'd like to say that we have some downtime in the summer in the finance department, but it's the exact opposite. We are audit happy, let's say, this time of year. The foundation being one, wrapping up the foundation. We just currently wrapped up the Housing Corporation audit. That'll be brought to you at the next board meeting. We got a federal rewards audit in progress, and then right after that, we'll be kicking off the financial audit for the college itself. So summer is a busy time. Hats off to my staff. We don't take these audits lightly. You know, as a former auditor, you know, I can really appreciate it. It's almost like you didn't do your job if you'd go out there and not come back with a finding or a recommendation for your client. So when we see, you know, we breeze over these audits each year and have, you know, unmodified opinions as we see here with the foundation, no internal control weaknesses, no deficiencies, very few recommendations. It's really a big testament to what we do. And again, just kudos to my team in finance and business services. Couldn't do it without them. But here's the foundation audit for Again, 12 December 31st, 2021, unmodified opinion, the best you can get. And this was also brought forward at the exit conference with the Dr. Howard as our board chair, the foundation's board chair, and certain staff, Dr. Labasso as well. So just wanted to mention that. Okay, my last item, staying on track with the foundation, is an item that we bring forward also each year in tandem with the recertification agreement that you would have seen in your packet. Every time we use our direct support organizations, meaning the DSC Housing Corp and the foundation, when we use personnel and office space, we must get authorization from our district board to use those staff members and that office space for the upcoming year. Last board meeting, you'll remember I brought a very similar version for the Housing Corporation. This is the memo for the foundation and all the backup attached as well. We do seek your approval on this particular item.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
Great, thank you. I will just echo, we did participate in the exit, and the auditors are very complimentary of the foundation and the college staff. So appreciate all your work on that. IT.
All right, good afternoon. One item today. So this is basically an RFI for a network refresh for the college. Just to give you a little background, the last 2-3 years have been kind of unprecedented, really. The increase, the virtual conferencing, the file transfers, just even the way we do business fundamentally has changed. And during that period, obviously, you start to realize there were some deficiencies in just how we're operating. Just to understand, to give you a sense of where we are, this network was designed 20 plus years ago. And over the years, things change, right? So here we are. And to add to that, we have the opportunity to kind of rebuild from the ground up, change the topology and the fundamental, I guess, the logical structure of this network. Also, with the assistance of the Higher Ed Emergency Relief Funds, we have another great opportunity to take advantage of that, so that the DSC then, the administration formed a solicitation committee to evaluate the new network refresh requirements. We then publicly advertised and issued a request for information solicitation to qualified network system equipment and manufacturers and authorized resellers and installers. We received 6 RFI submittals, and after fully evaluating, the committee determined the top 2 proposals for consideration. So basically, in a nutshell, what we're asking for is that we recommend that the Daytona State College Board of Trustees authorize college administration to negotiate a mutually agreed upon contract, the top ranked proposer for the purchase and installation of the college's network equipment. In the event the college administration cannot agree to terms of the contract with the top-ranked proposer, it is recommended that the college administration is authorized to terminate negotiations with the top-ranked proposer and to negotiate with the second-ranked proposer a mutually agreed-upon contract to be presented to the board for review and approval at a future board meeting. So I said a lot. I'm open to questions.
Have a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
Trustee Luba is going to be upset that you missed the college textbooks.
Bad timing to miss the textbooks. This is an information item only. It's for the course instructional materials and textbooks for fall semester for your review, and I'll be glad to answer any questions.
I'll just say on a serious note, on behalf of Trustee Luba, I know that he and all of us have a lot of admiration for what you do to keep the prices down, and we appreciate that. effort and the results.
Second.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was easy.
That was.
So constituent heads, Tom or is it or Tracy? Who knows who is?
Yeah, I can try to do it from here.
Yep. Why don't you go first then?
Hi. I want to say how wonderful it is to be here in Deltona. This was my first campus when I started working, so it is really exciting to see the growth of this campus and the wonderful things that are happening here. So that's why I came all the way from Daytona to for the board meeting today, because this is a really special occasion. So professional council is going to have an open house next week during planning week. And we're really excited to be back doing face-to-face in-person events. So we're looking forward to doing things like that. We're looking forward to homecoming, where we always have our door decorating contest, and seeing campus life growing back on campuses. So that's all I'm going to say today. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Beckley's
in here, so.
Good evening. I'm here to welcome you to my campus, and if I sound a little bit possessive of it, I will make the claim that I am the only Daytona State employee who has been working on this campus nonstop since 2004. So this is my home. Now the upside for me, unlike Billy Joe, I only had to drive from about 3 miles. Faculty Senate is looking forward to another great year. I will be in the second year of my first 2-year term. I, amongst other things, we are again focusing on working with Dr. Alicia Ellert on textbook affordability. That is, you know, always at the top of our agenda. We are obviously looking at the new laws and how we're going to make sure everybody stays, you know, happy and moving forward, and just moving forward from there. Sorry, not too much to say, but I think everybody's kind of happy with that at this time. So, right, have a great evening.
That's great, thank you.
Career Employee Association?
Joe's not here today.
Joe's not here. So, I think that's it then, right?
Administrator's Council, which I know Alicia is not here, but I don't know if she sent somebody.
Tom, did you want to do the
Yeah, I do. I can read her notes. Okay, for Alicia Alexander, she is sorry she can't be here, but did want to share that the Administrative Council is happy to start the new year. In lieu of their traditional meeting, members have been asked to attend their personal health assessment events being held on August 24th at the Daytona Beach campus. The officers will be there to meet and greet with members and share info for the upcoming semester. The next official meeting is expected to take place in mid-September, and they would like to encourage those who want to participate in the 5K to start conditioning. That sounds like a challenge to the board. The race event homecoming is fast approaching. That is Alicia Alexander's report for the Administrative Council.
Thank you. NSGA? Okay. All right. With that, the board. I'll just be real brief. It's great to see the building dedication today. I mean, just when you think about the two programs that are going in that building, it does speak to so much of what the college is about and bettering the lives of students for both them and their families. And those clearly are areas that are in just such high demand. And it was really neat to see how I think genuinely excited the community leaders were. I think that wasn't just saying thanks. They were genuinely excited to see this investment in Deltona, and that says a great thing. So I appreciate all the board members coming out here. We had a great turnout, and I appreciate that. So with that, Randy?
I think about Deltona when I came to town, you know, 1982, and what a change this, uh-huh. this community has made. Quite frankly, in that time, I wasn't sure that they would ever embrace anything like this. So it's pretty special to see the real sincere passion for the project. And I think something struck me when you were speaking about there was no grass that grew under the shoes of the organization during COVID. You know, to be able to continue moving forward during that time and see the tangible result is pretty cool. It's neat to see. I think it speaks volumes for the organization, the leadership. Tom, I'm not sure that I appreciate his event planning skills, but today. But ultimately, it's really pretty exciting to see all that. And never, ever, ever have allowed anything to be an excuse to fail, but only ways to figure out how to win. So very exciting. And finally, congratulations to you and Betty for another year in the hot seats.
Thank you, Randy. Sarah?
I remember when I first met Bob Davis, he told me that Deltona was the biggest city in Volusia County. And to see this go up here for the community and the students and the businesses, I love how Daytona State works with the local businesses mm-hmm. and does their best to meet their needs. School starts. Good luck, everybody. And have a great year.
Thank you, Sarah. Bob?
Not much to say except that this has been a long term for me coming to Deltona, spending a lot of days here with the administrative staff and the mayors and what have you in the center here. And when Tom and I made the presentation, our president Tom, a couple of months ago, maybe even longer than that, that what we were doing, it's just a great day. I think it's about 7 years for me pushing for Deltona, 100,000 people. And I think one of the surveys was within 5 miles, we had 15,000 students ready to join. And I don't want them to go over the bridge. I want them to stay here.
Okay, thank you. Betty?
I want to thank you again for your support. It's just wonderful being able to work with each of you. Today was an exciting day. When you think about the planning we've done just to get here, and it does mean so much to the city. And also to have the day where we're doing the DeLand Firing Range. There's just so much that we're doing. And next week, our students will be coming to the residence hall. And it's giving our kids that college experience without having to leave the city. So wish you all well for the upcoming year. It's been a fast-going year. And who knows what next year will bring for us.
Great. Thank you, Betty. And Lloyd?
First, I wanted to apologize that I wasn't here for the groundbreaking. One of the things that I don't like is computers. So I didn't read any emails. I didn't see it in the packet, so I figured 5 o'clock, well, I'll get here for 5. And then I got some calls from this young lady here, you know, are you come? Where are you? Thought I was lost. I was just getting off the exit at 114. But I sincerely apologize for that. I love to be able to go to these college functions and see how the community interacts with us. But from what you have said, it went very well. The other thing is, today is my second oldest granddaughter's birthday. She turned 16, sweet 16. So I had a long conversation with her today. So it's 4 girls and 1 boy. The 1 boy is the youngest, so you know he's going to be a spoiled brat. So, but they're up in New York, which she was down in North Carolina with her father. So I called this morning. It went to voice message. I waited later on. I called again. Same thing. I called her elder sister, who's a year older than her. Leave a message or text me later. You know, you're not getting that out of me. And then later I got a hold of her and she said, oh, we're up. We're having so much fun. We went to bed late, whatever, and got her on the phone. So they're doing well. And it's always a pleasure to be here with my peers and with the staff of this great college. And I know, you know, I keep telling Tom, doing things. That's his motto. We're doing things. So I look forward to seeing doing things in the future. And all the best to the folks sitting inside here. I know you know, you're glad that this virus is sort of edging out into the ocean or whatever, and we can get back to some sense of normalcy and continue doing the great things that we're doing. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Lloyd. Just one last thing before we adjourn. Yeah, you know, this is a great board. I just wanted to say that at the end of the public meeting, and Betty and I are happy to sit and serve where we are, but really, this is such a unified and passionate board. I mean, we all speak, we all are on the same page, and it's just it's a great board, so I hope that tradition continues and look forward to another good year. And with that, I'll adjourn the meeting.
Thank you.
Sounds to me like it's
Thank you all. Bye, Tom. Feel better.